With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Trump borders czar Tom Homan says more than 1,000 immigration enforcement agents have now been removed from Minnesota, but those investigating the storming of a church by anti-ICE agitators remain, along with agents investigating allegations of fraud on a massive scale. Following the progress in Minnesota, Homan tells Face the Nation he's looking to flood the zone with immigration enforcement in so-called sanctuary jurisdictions. Savannah Guthrie has released a new video on this, the 18th day of the search for her mother.
On the night she went missing, Nancy Guthrie's doorbell camera captured footage of a masked man wearing what appeared to be thick black gloves. A few days after her disappearance, detectives came across a glove found in a field near her home. And FBI officials now say it appears to match those seen in the surveillance video. DNA found on the glove has been sent for analysis. Marking 2 weeks since her mother was last seen, Savannah Guthrie issued another heartfelt plea.
I wanted to say to whoever has her or knows where she is that it's never too late.
That report from the BBC's David Willis. Congressional Democrats still not satisfied with the Trump administration's release of the Epstein files. They're clamoring for more following the release of millions of pages. And Attorney General Bondi says all relevant information is now public. A new week and no progress on ending the latest partial government shutdown. This one affects the Department of Homeland Security. TSA agents are working without pay. Wall Street is closed on this President's Day after ending higher on Friday. The Dow reopens tomorrow at 49,500. This is SRN News. Canada may be expanding assisted suicide again.
The Quebec College of Physicians has released a statement saying that, quote, medical assistance in dying may be an appropriate treatment for infants suffering from extreme pain. The Canadian government has already expanded the assisted suicide option from just those who are terminally ill to those who are chronically ill, and in 2027 it will add those who are mentally ill. Pro-life advocates have warned that once legalized, the procedure always expands. Michael Harrington reporting.
A judge has blocked the Trump administration from cutting off hundreds of millions in public health grants to four Democratic-led states. At issue is the promotion of transgenderism, the use of diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. The Department of Health and Human Services told Congress it plans to withhold about $600 million allocated to California, Colorado, Illinois, and Minnesota, also planning to pull hundreds of millions in transportation funding to those states. This is SRN News. The idea of taking more than a two-week vacation from work to recover from burnout or rethink life is slowly gaining favor.
Extended career breaks go by many names. Mini sabbaticals, adult gap years, micro-retirement, and many others. Taking an employer-approved leave. Maybe saving up for a long pause or adventure. While not everyone can go months without a paycheck, sabbatical experts do say that stepping back from the job to rest, travel, or try something new may not cost as much as you think. The main thing is get your rest and learn how to recharge. Jason Walker reporting.
President Trump says members of his newly created Board of Peace have pledged $5 billion toward rebuilding Gaza. The pledges to be formally announced. Members of the board gather for their first meeting later this week. SRNNews.com.